Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and we are doing another post-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast, although this guest we could have on any time, Justin Kennington, the president of SDVOA. Justin, how are you?
Good, Gary. Good to be here.
You know, I love talking to you because you don't have a PR handler, you don't have a spokesperson, and you think and you say exactly what you think.
I do. It's Janet. She just gave up.
Well, let's see. I mean, first off, you had a good show. You had more products, SDVOE products at ISE than at any other show in history. You have more partnerships now. It's up to 55, or what is it up to now?
51. We signed number 51 Lightwear right there on the show floor. They had brought some new SDVOE products of theirs they wanted to announce, and they wanted to make a splash right at the show. So that's what we did.
Yeah, so it's 51 companies that are using your platform. At ISE, there was the Ames Alliance launched a proposed standard. I think it's IPMX or IMPX or whatever it is, which is an AV over IP standard. But I was surprised that it's limited to 1 gig, first off. But what I'd love to do is, I know what your opinion is going to be, but I'd love for you to justify, you know, why you think it's not a good standard. Is it just because it's 1 gig, or what do you think?
Honestly, I don't think it's not a good standard. I think it's great that people are working hard and thinking very hard about what and how we should be doing things in Pro AV. And I think in some environments, there's a place for a lot of sitting around and thinking and writing things down, right? Frankly, where one of those places is broadcast, right? If you think about how the broadcast sort of industry works, the technology side of it, right? Every system and every upgrade path in broadcast is very carefully thought out and planned out, and it's on these multi-year cycles, you know, and there's only a few hundred, maybe a couple of thousand, I don't know, broadcast studios in the world, right? And they upgrade to HD, they upgrade to 4K, et cetera. My point is, it's very slow, methodical, and planned out. And Pro AV just isn't like that, right? Pro AV is much more dynamic. Right, there's millions of sites for Pro AV all over the world, from a little huddle room with a TV on the wall up to, you know, a sophisticated telepresence suite or massive boardrooms and presentation halls and that sort of thing. Right, it's much more dynamic, and the reason that I bring that up is I think this is why no one has ever successfully brought a sort of prescriptive standard to the Pro AV industry and been successful with it. What I mean by prescriptive is you know, first, ahead of time, we're going to sit down, think it all through, write it down, and then start developing, you know, chipsets and APIs, and then start developing products. Like, Pro AV is going to be years down the road by the time IPMX products become reality. Right? What we've seen work in Pro AV is, I mean, frankly, for example, SDVOE, which is a standardized approach and an interoperable platform that's become a de facto standard. But other examples, Dante. Look at Dante versus AVB, right? What are there, 31 actual AVB products in the world and 2,000 Dante products? Well, here's AVB, you know, based on IEEE standards and that sort of working committee-based approach that just never gained any traction. Whereas the Audinate guys just saw a market problem, built a technology to solve it, allowed it to be an interoperable ecosystem, and it takes off because it's fast moving, it's dynamic. So I think, frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong in the IPMX standard. I certainly wouldn't have limited myself to 1 gig, but more than any one bit or byte spec about it. The idea that someone is going to come into Pro AV from the broadcast world, by the way, because that's where Ames is from, and tell us all how we're wrong and this is how we should be doing our job. I mean, I don't think that's likely to be a successful approach. And I guess only time will tell, because, well, there aren't any actual products available anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting viewpoint. I hadn't thought about the fact that there is a difference between the pace and the cadence of our industry versus the broadcast industry. It's interesting because when I talk to integrators about it, because ultimately it's going to come down to what the integrator spec, Like we, unless everyone stops making what they're making now and all go to making one thing, it's going to be right. based on what the integrator spec. And the integrators have said they want options. That they like the idea of a standard, but they only like the idea of a standard if everyone adopts it. If not everyone adopts it, they like the idea of options. And so I think it will come down to probably having lots of options available, which is good because there'll be lots of little niches that'll adopt different ways of doing things. So for example, I could see like in live events, there's no way live events are going to go to one gig. There's just no way. They need the higher bandwidth. Right. They need the real time, as close to real time as possible. So you can't, you throw out that segment of the market. Yep. And then you look at the high end applications like command and control centers, 24/7, 24/16, or sorry, 16/7 applications, and even digital signage networks where you're doing real time delivery of content, that those are off limits for one gig. So then you come down to the rest of the industry, which is the boardroom, conference room, training room, replacement of the matrix switch, all that kind of stuff. That's what's at play. And I think that it'll come down to what's more important, standardization or compatibility or quality. And our industry's been built on quality. So it'll be a long time, I think. I even said in my crystal ball, there's no way the standard will be adopted in 2020. Do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. I mean, I think even besides the quality debate, it's just about the real world at some point, right? If we want to have a 10 gig, 1 gig debate, it's not SDVOE versus IPMX, because you can't buy an IPMX. It's SDVOE versus a Crestron NVX or something like that, right? I mean, whether you like 1 gig or not, Crestron's a real manufacturer that can really sell you a product today. And so the idea of a standard like that getting traction, getting foothold, it's like, well, with who? Who's the manufacturer that's going to adopt it? And then, by the way, we don't need a manufacturer to adopt it. For a standard to be useful, we need, you know, dozens or more. So I really don't understand the playbook, frankly. I think what's going on, put yourself in the shoes of the Ames Alliance, right? These guys come from SMPTE, they come from the broadcast world. And that, frankly, is a very tough industry these days, right? They've sort of got burned by the 4K transition. Everybody spent tons and tons of money to upgrade their systems. But does that help the TV channels sell more commercials? Not really. So, you know, they're already struggling with, like, where's the return on investment? The growth in the broadcast market is really shrinking. And so anybody in that space is looking over at this pro AV industry, you know, right next door that's undergoing amazing growth and transformation and saying, hey, we got to get in on this. So frankly, I think it's just kind of a desperate play from some broadcast guys to get in on the pro AV party without necessarily understanding the needs of pro AV. And they've been at this for a while, right? First it was SMPTE 2110. Then it was Ames and AMWA. When they realized that, hey, we need control for Pro AV. And now they've realized, oh, wait a minute, maybe we do need to think about things like HDCP. And you can see they're learning as they go, but, you know, how long is it going to take them to get a graduate degree in Pro AV and finally build a product? I don't know.
So let me change gears a little bit. How was the ISC show for you? I mean, obviously attendance was down. That's been talked about a ton, but I've done a lot of these posts.
You know, it was amazing.
Well, I've done a lot of these post-ISC podcasts, and they all have said the same thing to me, that even though traffic was down, quality was up and quality maintained.
Our traffic was not down. Our traffic more than doubled the attendance at our booth compared to the year before. I think that has a lot. That speaks to the excitement around SDVOE. It speaks to our focus on education, because we did, for the first time, bring our SDVOE Academy live stage to ISE. We've been doing it at InfoComm for 2 years. And I think people are really interested to see and to learn about this different approach to how we do Pro AV. In a world where the show attendance was down by a third, our attendance more than doubled.
That's a good sign for the standard and for the platform. One last question for you. I know that education has been a big part of your portfolio for 2020, and I know some of that's going to possibly change in light of the coronavirus scares and stuff. But you have a pretty heavy duty online presence in education. I know you were planning on doing more real time in person education. Where do you reconcile those between now and Infocom?
We're in a great place for that because when we launched SDVOE Academy, it was a purely online play. This is our totally free learning resource for the AV industry, right? We talk about SDVOE, of course, but we educate on general AV topics, on IT stuff, and of course on that point where AV and IT converge. And that's totally free online. You can get it on our website at sdvoe.org/academy or search the iOS App Store or the Android Play Store for SDVOE and you'll find our app. The point is, the irony for me is actually 2020 was a year I said, now that we've got a great online presence, let's expand more into the real world. And now, of course, we're bumping up against virus scares and everything. But I'm really happy that our strategy started online and that continues. We're building out courseware at one new course every week for the whole year. So we set it about 50 different courses right now. By the end of the year, that'll be closer to 100.
And that's at www.sdvoe.org. Click on the education link. Justin, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate it.
You got it, Gary.
All right. sdvoealliance.org. This has been my Rants Raves podcast post ISE with Justin Kennington. Thanks for listening.